The most interesting A.J. Barner play of the opener did not count. Second quarter, 4:54 left, 4th-and-1 at the New England 46, Seattle down 7-0. The ball was snapped directly to Barner, who ran up the middle for 1 yard and the first down. An offensive offside on Seattle wiped it out, and Seattle punted. It is one play, and it was erased, but it says something about how the coaches see him. The 4th-and-1 call went to the tight end, not the running back, and the design is on the tape whether the yard counted or not. The rest of the line, 2 targets, 2 catches, 13 yards. A 4-yard catch with 33 seconds left in the first half, and a 9-yard catch to the New England 34 with 8:37 left in the 4th, 2nd, and 6th, tied at 10. That one was worth plus 1.0 expected points added and moved Seattle's win probability 7 points on the drive that ended in the go-ahead field goal. Expected points added is what a play was worth given the situation. He was also flagged for a false start on 3rd and 17 in the second quarter. The thing the August episodes were watching was the split with Elijah Arroyo, which cut Day left unsorted. The play-by-play cannot sort it either. Arroyo does not appear in it. No target, no carry, no penalty. And that says nothing about his snaps, because snap counts are not in the feed this show reads tonight. What the feed does say is that on the 2 occasions Seattle threw to a tight end, it was Barner. And the one time it ran a designed play for one, it was Barner. Back in June, the preview's bet on Barner was the catches. It counted 52 last year, second on the champions behind only Jackson Smith and Jigba, with the split as the thing that sizes them. 2 catches on a night Seattle threw 24 times and sent 11 to Smith and Jigba is the low end of that bet, and it came on a night the quarterback changed on the 3rd dropback and the offense spent 3 quarters going nowhere. Next up is Arizona. Watch whether the tight end targets stay with him and whether Arroyo shows up in the box score. Data via NFL Verse.